Nonsense. Before we begin this Spiritually Challenged show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. Tonight, as we all know, we're in a pandemic, which hasn't quarantine been like,
a month now?
How many? A month plus? Yeah, a month plus. And everyone wants to know about this, how we'll have a ray of hope. Or what about summer plans? Especially when all theme parks are closed, especially Disney, which is a big deal. A lot of theme parks have postponed openings, which is pretty big deal. And we're pretty much going to be, at least Pennsylvania, there's going to be phase reopenings.
Yeah.
That's going to be the situation, Nate. At least within the United States.
Yeah.
What do you think we're going to see as we go into the summer?
Probably going to see a slow, gradual, everything coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like, oh, everything's open.
Right. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
At that point,
do you think there will be any travel? Because there is a concern for a second wave, too.
Yeah.
So how could people travel when no one knows if there's going to actually be a second wave? Which could happen.
I mean, it could come back.
Mm-hmm. And the way that some states are handling it better than others, it's a big deal. I don't see summer vacations happening, especially with all the restrictions. How could anyone travel?
Right.
And get large gatherings, I don't care how many people are there. Do you really want to put yourself at risk?
I would.
Mm-mm. That's a big deal. And for those people who have special family gatherings, yes, it's difficult, but I would say limiting your exposure, because no one knows how this is going to happen or what's going to happen with this.
Like, I don't see how things have.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they do open things, it's going to be like, do you really want to risk it?
And what about if they'll travel, they'll be subject to getting the coronavirus test, and those tests are not readily available, too. So there's a lot of people who do not have it, which is great. It's another, I would hold off, even if you're traveling next year. There, for the foreseeable future, we will be a mask society, wearing masks in public, because I think that's the only way. It's not a false sense of security. It's literally you don't know who's come in contact with someone who has even potential for being sick. Which does lead to how could people travel And what could happen when you travel? I know different airlines are canceling all the way through September.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of concerts are being canceled as well.
Mm-hmm. California, at least, no mass like gatherings until 2021. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going to happen. We have no idea. And Disney...
This is like uncharted.
Oh, yeah.
Uncharted territory here.
Yeah. How many companies furloughed workers? So how could people go back to work when states have canceled school? And yeah, you even in the summer, if people are home and limiting contact, life has changed. And that's a big deal.
So life is a little bit different right now.
Yeah.
A lot different, actually.
And the fact that there's so much that is going on currently that with this situation, that shows the poor decisions people are making.
Yeah.
With, I understand freedom of speech and all everything, like, I understand all that. The protest, when people are trying to protect people from getting sick, I don't know how I feel about that. When
clearly these are in place for a reason.
Yeah. No one just goes, yes, we're going to close down the whole country.
Just because we feel like
just because. Yeah, just because. Really? But it's like, no. Mm-mm. But let's not go there. Let's actually be very aware of what's going on. Because this is a big deal. It's not just say, yes, let's have this go on. Let's just ignore.
Yeah. Let's just say, you know, science.
Right. Or natural selection at that point.
We almost had history on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny almost dropped the F-bomb on the air.
It wouldn't be the first time someone dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah, but he's coming from me, though. I'd be like, he said that?
And let alone, they're saying some places aren't even at its peak. It just came out that the WHO has said the worst is yet to come.
For many countries.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. This can just come right back again if we just don't have like a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Okay. This is a big deal. And for the WHO to come out and NBC, having the WHO come out and say the worst is yet to come for some countries.
If you get everybody out there again, guess what? All the social distancing, it was all for nothing. If we don't
Which I think that I'm not going to go into public places after our quarantine is up. There's no testing. Tests are being limited. So, for the future.
I mean, I'd go out, but
again,
with proper procedures in place.
Right. I wouldn't want. I believe their phases is. Second phase is no more than 50 people. Third phase is everything is open, which means there's still going to be limitations. I wouldn't go to the movies. I wouldn't go to restaurants. Restaurants are going to have to cut down their limit how many people are actually in those at those at each restaurant. I think it's easier to I would rather make sure the curve goes down, getting down enough. Yes, Pennsylvania's is manageable, is coming down, but there's other states.
It's even flattening in this part of the area, which is getting hit very hard.
Northeastern Pennsylvania is having issues.
Yeah, I know Northeastern Pennsylvania got hit hard too.
It's also a very. It's a big deal. And a lot of people don't want to take it seriously. It comes to a point where everyone wants to be out of their homes, everyone wants to think of the silver lining. This will ultimately affect your summer in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
either you'll know someone who's gotten it, and it might come out that this virus could have been in Pennsylvania and other states before it was documented.
Yeah, it could have been here like February, January.
I would say
it would not surprise me.
I would say maybe January, and I've heard and seen a lot of first-hand accounts on Facebook, on the CDC's website of comments of people saying that they could have possibly had it. No one will know. And because states are limiting who gets it, then there's a need to stay home, change your behaviors, spend time doing things outside. Yes, life could start up.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be a giant party. Summer's on, back on. Yay, we could travel. I would avoid crowds.
It's not going to be like a flood. It's going to be like a slow trickle.
Because there's a reason why states have foregone schooling and have done different things to prevent the spread, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
And this is I look at it as, think of, yes, you have to change your behaviors. Yes, it sucks. But there is a silver lining where people with different abilities, the norm is being excluded from things, not going out. So people are used to this. Yeah, it may have been a knee jerk the first 2 weeks, but now it's like, hey, it's normal.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, for everyone else who's really struggling, yes, you could think about doing things. Does it mean that it might happen? No, it may not. Yeah, trips might get canceled, but would you rather have your help or be in a situation that is dire? Because there's a lot of people who are not doing so good and are dying. Yeah. And this is something that is a big deal. Which I see it as there needs to be more. The only way that things are going to start to get back to normal is if there is a vaccine.
Exactly.
And it's for every American, every person, all worldwide, like internationally, nationally gets it for herd immunity. So, and you never know if this has been here for two months beforehand, people's colds or whatever could have been this, and no one would know.
It kind of felt like a bad head cold. Like you didn't know in like January, February.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Mm. Yeah.
This is like another strain of common cold, except it's like a novel strain.
I wouldn't compare it to a cold. Let's not do that. Let's not spread misinformation.
I am not a doctor, by the way.
Yeah. What, because everyone's saying, oh, it's like the flu. No, it isn't.
No.
Let's not compare it to the flu. If you want to play Russian roulette with your life and be not wear a mask, not really care, then get it. There's a problem.
You should give a crap.
Mm-hmm. I see this as. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I even have a mask, and I don't usually wear a mask, so I'm going to show you how serious this is.
And I have a feeling that this is going to be our new normal for the foreseeable future. Even when things do start to come back into, fake reopening, there is going to be a need for people to wear masks in public. This is going to be the norm. We're going to be adapting like we've done in previous, adapt to this like we have done going forward, like just having like mankind has done for
things are going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually.
Yes. Yeah. Eventually, and it will all, and things will start to get back to normal. It might be a new normal, but it's still better than not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Better than like seeing like mass death and.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of. Like a mass pin. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. So, on that note, we'll be back next Monday with an interview of from the with the creator of Project Access as well. So definitely want to stay tuned and listen into that. And yeah, have a great rest of your night and
have a
awesome,
good week.
Yes, awesome week to come.
Wash your hands.
Yep. And stay inside.
Stay at home, all that good stuff.
Yes, yes. Bye.
Good night, everybody.